unfolding by Siftes, the Suga of Pesach Pesuach. We have Gemara Kedushin that Pei Aleph brings down Rabbi Yosef Pesach Pesuach L'Shusharabim In Choshim Mishum Yichod. Pasha says Rishonim Maisit Smutter, not no Malkis, the Maisit Smutter here. The first question, the main question is, what defines Pesach Pesuach? Does the idea mean that the door has to be physically opened? Or even the door is physically closed, but as long as it's unlocked? The Moshe, when a person knocks on your door and the door is unlocked, you tell the person it's opened. That means in essence you're telling him to come in, you lose the Lashon of opened. So you see the Lashon of opened can mean Lashon Le'odim, physically opened, or physically closed but unlocked. Russian Chazal, when they say the Lashon of open, Basuach, what does that mean? Unlocked or physically open? So the starting point, everyone quotes Rashi and Shuvah, and Chelech Aleph, Aleph Reish Nun Aleph, that one says on the page Reish Nun Hey, Reish Nun Aleph. And that what we have with Anenu, the words of the Rashbi is Ein Zeh Yichud Ad Shehi Bayis Nol. It's not Yichud until the door is locked. Look at the Mechon Yerushalayim on the Rashbi, that's the correct Gerso. Ein Zeh Yichud until the door is locked. That means you have a Pashas Rashbi that says the fact that it is unlocked but closed is Mutter. Come along with Kiveger and the base mayor, brought down by us the Pisca Tshuva. Now the base mayor is the Tshuva Inim Kiveger Simon Kof. And Kiveger is the Tshuva afterwards writing back to the base mayor. And says the base mayor, Zeleso, that's not Pshat of the Rajbo. There's Kamrais to it. It says, Toy Sefer. The correct verse is not Ein Zeh Yichud, Ein Zeh Yesod. It's not the Sukh of Saito. Get involved in the Sukh of Saito. Anche Bayis Nol, Als Yichud is Osir. But Saito, Ein Zeh Yesod. Kiveger writes back, Vom Nechinim Mechrochim. That's the correct verse, Ein Zeh Yesod. And they point out, you look in the base Yosef, it's Simon Yud Aleph and Evan Ezer. He brings down the Tshuva of the Rajbo there. And the Gersa he has is Ein Zeh Yesod. And the Mechon Yerushalayim over there said they looked up the first three prints of the base Yosef when the base Yosef was alive. And over there it says Ein Zeh Yesod. So we have Pesach Tshuva, Kiveh Eger, base Meir, and the base Yosef. Already Evan Ezer says the correct Gersa is Ein Zeh Yesod. It'll come off a carrot. The fact that the door over here is unlocked would not be in a heter of Yichud. Atzad Hasheni, come on the Rajbo, and they point out, look at the Rajbo's first print, look at the Rajbo's Ksav Yad, it says Ein Zeh Yichud. They point out the Mabit and the Radvaz, who lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef, and they quote also the Tshuva of the Rajbo, and they say Ein Zeh Yichud. Look at the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Lener, he lived right after Kiveger, quote Kiveger in the Beis Meir, says it's not Pshat HaYuvi the Rajbo. The correct Gersa is Ein Zeh Yichud. They point out who is one of the Rebbeim of the Rajbo, Rebbeinu Yoina. Rebbeinu Yoina is Sefer HaYira. He comes along and says, Ein Zeh Hu Yichud. What's Yichud? Something is Sogel B'Mavtech or B'Menol. Something that's locked with a key, was locked to it. Zeh Yichud O'im B'Tayro. Rebbeinu Yoina says, to be a case of Yichud, that's to be something that's locked over here. So the Magia on the Mekiv Eger or the Mechon on Ma'or, they quote the Magia and the Mechon Yerushalayim. It says, you very good, you quote a base Yosef and Tvos HaRishon, Kiveg in the base Meir. Maisi, you're not even the Shoresh HaDover. One Magia attacks the other Magia, and says you put it back in the mistake what it should not have been, Ein Zeh Yesod. It really should be, the Halach is Ein Zeh Yichud over here. Maisi, go to the tour the Mechon Amar, and Simon Yud Aleph, and they go back to Ein Zeh Yesod, without quoting anything. They would really point down, so everyone knows there are two real Mechonim, the Mechon Yerushalayim and the Mechon Ma'or. They both have on tour, one has on the Rajbo, one is on Kiveger. The Mechon Yerushalayim on the Rajbo has Ein Zeh Yichud, the one on the tour has Ein Zeh Yesod. The Mechon the Ma'or on the tour has Ein Zeh Yesod, and the Kiveger says Ein Zeh Yichud. So even the old Ma'ors cannot really work it out exactly what the correct Gersa over here is. Maisa, what is the correct Gersa? It's not that simple. It's clear that we have Machlokes Magias, what the correct Gersa of the Rajbo is, but we already have Gala Chonim, we have the base Yosef, first Mabit and Radva at the same time. We have the base Meir of Kiveger, verse of Indian Tzion over here. And we have different Sfarim calling two different sides. Is this a Het of Yichud when it's unlocked? It has to be physically opened. So, my sir, if you don't know what to do with the Rajbo, you have to look around other Rishonim. So, I point out, look at the Riyad Rama in the Sugyo. He said by Pesach Pesuach, he said, what's the Geder? Ruhu Petuach. It has to be opened. They point out the Yad Rama says that's be opened.
Sorry,
the Yad Rama. Now the Yad Rama, it's not easy to find, but the Oitz Maisa has one. The Ben Yoina get quoted in the Sefer Yira. He says, no, the halach is, if it's not locked, even though it's physically closed, that means it comes out to whether Pshat and the Rashba is this way and that way, which Magi you want to go with, what Mahalach, the Shilin is Machlik Yishayinim. Lalocha had a paskin. So again, so there are those, you had a man, he sounded like being Machmer. Beismer, again, the Kivegi on the page over here is being Machmer. The Redal in the Sugya says, it has to be a case that's physically open. The Mikvizol, Beishloim, but they won't be Machmer. And Avos, the Tshuva, the Kamal, it says, Rubi Choshes for the Machmirim has to be physically opened. Atzala Shani, again, the Rashbis, Rabbi Zabani, I know. The Mabitra Advaz, certainly did not learn that way. The Mitzian did not learn that way. The Isabek Kodesh over here on the Mice on the page was Makel. The Achashulchan seems to go this way. The Masham goes this way. And you look among the Swarm, Numus Achonim seem to be Makel over here. Seem to be more Achonim. The Meshorim, the Ur Sameach, the Chaznish, the Stipler, the Tzitzliezer, the Bioimer, and more Malachim are Makel in the case of unlocked and did not need the door to be physically opened. However, there's a third sheet over here. Okay, we have one sheet of physically open, a second sheet to be physically closed but unlocked. Kamala Moshe says a massive chiddush, Nevin Ezra Chelik Dalad. Even if the door is locked, it's called Pesach Pesuach. If it's a time and a place where people expect you to open, and people naturally, when they do, when someone knocks on the door, they ask who it is, as long as it's not someone strange over there, the natural inclination is for a person to open up the door, that's nichol together a concept of Pesach Pesuach. Now, Netek Avila says a pello, Divrei Seifim says, I do not believe Rav Moshe wrote that. The Ish of Vazah said it cannot be. Netek Avila said, the Ista Talmidim of Moshe, what's Pshat over here? The Maaseh, the door over here is locked. The Talmidim explained, there must be in a time and a place, the person knows you're there, and you're supposed to open it up. They see there's a light there, they know this is the time we're supposed to be there, and therefore, it's Nichol together or Pesach Pesuach. Netek Avila goes on further, he says, it's still in the sense, Seif Kol Seif, the door over here is locked. So maybe to explain it, I see his son of David finds he passed in the Loch Lamaisa Mamsh this way. And the Maisa, someone came to me in Beit Shemesh, and it seems to me there was a money changer there. And the way how you let the person in is basically the door is locked, there's a camera facing to the outside, and you buzz it and let the person in. Now, the case that the Abdullah Faith is discussing is basically the same idea when you have a secretary inside and the man also there. It's one to one, a case of Deraisa. The door is not glass. The door is a case over here that is wood. No one can see. The only way in is for people to buzz them inside. Says Dov Feinstein, since it's a time for the secretary to let every person that comes in, unless it's a ganef with a mask on, they have to open up. You don't open up, it looks strange. By money changer that works from 9 to 5, he opens for everybody, unless something is wrong going on. So that idea, that concept, come along. The one taina apisvashbari, it's true, it's locked, and no one can see inside. That's one on one of chashav the reisol. But since if you don't open up, people ask, why are you not opening up? You're supposed to. There's no sign on the door right now. I'm closed. I went out for a minute for 20 minutes. Nothing happened here. You're supposed to open up. Why not? There's a beit feel over here. Something looks wrong over here. Therefore, that's the chur that vono, at least the way you can l'shavas or using the yisodim of Moshe, a time and a place you're supposed to open up, and you don't, has the yisodim to get a mersas. Therefore, nichol the head of Pesach Pesuach. So again, it comes down to the get of Pesach Pesuach. What is first the getter? We have three mahalchim. We have either the get of unlocked, physically open, or even locked, and Tommy's supposed to open it up. Next thing is, once we have this getter, what's the yisod behind it? Understand how to apply it. That means the simple understanding quoted by Kiveger, the base mayor, is that to be physically open, meaning you have to see inside. Simple understanding, you just close, unlock, you can't see. That's just everyone sees. On the sound that the door is closed but unlocked, how most Achorim seem to go, Maisa, why do you make all? The man and the lady inside the house, door is unlocked, but no one can see. Why is that Mamshi Yichud Araiso? No one can see anything. What's the Avon over here? What's your side over here? So the two main Mahalchim among the Gedolei Achorim, come on the Chaznish, Kedar Koyim. Just like there's a heter of Baila Be'ira, Imis Baila Olov, Aleha, that she has a natural fear of a husband, the natural fear of Imis Rabim. The fact that the door is unlocked, the Rabim can come inside, this is the Imis Rabim. For example, people walk into your house, come out never. But if you have $100,000 on the table, you're afraid someone will lock the door. When was the last time someone put his hands inside your pocket? Never. If you have $100,000 in your pocket, you're constantly checking your pocket. Amos Rabin. it never happened. And forget, note, look, who's checking the pocket? They're the ones you steal from. Like, really messing yourself up. And still, you're constantly checking your pocket. Come on, Eilim Tzias, you're always checking your pocket. But Felder said, I'll give you a marshal. He said, they get to the newest people, when they have Lel Oina with their wife, with their spouse, they come along and they lock the bedroom door. Agam, or even you go away for a Shabbos in someone's house, you lock the door. No one came in the past 10 years, not the derech, the kids are all sleeping. And it's mutter, and don't have any titles upon you. Just a little bit embarrassed. And newest people will lock the door. It's Hagosha you have over here. It's Amos Rabbim. Amos, a couple of people in your house, the kids that might come in, who's a 2-year-old, who doesn't even say what's happening anyway. So you have a little bit of aim over here. Now some people don't lock the door, I'm asking. But some people, a lot of people do, they have this Hagosha. So Chana says, you said of here, that when it's unlocked, it's words are, the first of all, the people who will come in, the pair of Adams out there. So that pair of Adams that you have a chash roch from, is enough for nichel and getter of a mirsas. Therefore, there's a heter. Fine, the Chodeshani goes this way. Felder one time in the Chor, that's the Ikim Mahalach over here. And time that the steamers of the Shulchan Aruch, Pesach Basuach, sounds like anything unlocked, the Maestro should be Beseidel. Atzal HaSheni, you read the Bin Nisin, when one wants to come to argue the Kivegan, the Beis Meir, it sounds like a different vart. It sounds like, in society, people of Maestro walk into other people's houses. Therefore, they really point out, the second Malach, when the door is unlocked to Mimekel, really depends upon society. We exactly living via mokum via zman. That means they want taina in England. Person will knock the door or will not come in until the person says to come in, no matter if doors are locked or not. In Israel, in the Hamish Israeli Makimus, they'll knock and walk in. You knock to say you're there. The Marshal is supposed to knock, tell people you're coming, and then walk right in without even waiting for someone to say come in. For the Americans, it really depends. In the city, you wait. In the Bubble Colony in the mountains, Yamish, you knock, you walk inside. I live in Harnof. I know certain neighbors knock and walk in, the more Israeli ones. And I have certain ones who knock away, the American ones. And each one onto their own. There's a different personality and style of your mokum fiyazman. If that's the side over here that the Bnei Yisrael is saying over, that's how it seems to be in Chesitzchok, went this way, and no Scheinberg, and Al Biashiv, and Noman Zilber, and the Vaya Lochon, and the Strombach. The ghetto depends upon society. Yaakov Neskin, he says over this Mahalach, he says, you just know, in Litva, the derech was to knock and come inside. In Ashkenaz, in Germany, the derech was to knock and wait. It really depends upon where you're coming from. Therefore, come out, it really depends where you're living and what your derech is upon your society. In Israel, people are getting apartment buildings, I think that's why it's built in to be more friendly with one to another. People will knock and walk inside. It might take them a while to warm up sometimes. Sometimes you might tell them not to warm up to you. But that seems to be a mahalach over here. Again, why? Even though the door is physically closed, since people come in, nichel get a mirsas. But not the story. What? That's windows facing each other. No. Matayim alef Yaakov, because people, I knock you, I'm telling you, I'm coming in. Then you come in. And most people are doing things with sin, are not usually doing it much by the salon. Yeah, a couple of seconds to get yourself ready, or in the other room where you might go further in. But the set of years when you knock and go inside, I'm sure you have neighbors that knock and go inside, especially younger kids. There are people that are like, Clark. And you have no tinies in them. That's their society. I have a neighbor that tries to keep teaching the people in the building, you knock and you wait. I don't bother that. No, that's, you have to teach them, and her kids come kind of mind are always knocking and waiting. It drives me nuts, just walk in. Fine. That's, you have to know where you're coming from.
They won't run into the bedroom.
Oh, we'll get that. Oh, very good. We'll get that. That's a great point. So, it comes out now, really have four mahalachim over here. Right, we have the mahalach, the door has to be physically opened. We have the mahalach can be physically closed but unlocked with Amos Rabin, Chaznish. We have physically closed but unlocked, depends on the society. There are Moshe's Chiddush over here when the door is mamash even closed. Now, if you want to be machmer, again, or you decide the mice does not walk inside, there's an interesting eitz that comes over Shnobach, or the Cheskel Roth says, what you going to do if your door is closed? Some people do not like leaving it physically open. So they say, a simple eitz, put a sign on the door and say, there's a massive yichud right now, and everyone please come inside. That works. Now, you can get involved with, does it work without Pesach Mesuach, without the Sugah Mirsas? That means if you go to the Sugah of door being closed, unlocked, or work according to everybody, that's still not a problem. But a kiva eker, you can get involved. What's the side of the heter? Is it you have to see? So close that you don't see. The reason why it's working is not the sugya mirsas. I'm not the sugya of really seeing. It's not pesach pesuach. It's not the sugya mirsas. Unless you're on the same kiva eker holds. Opening and having it seeing is nichli the concept of mirsas also. Now, this heter of pesach pesuach, by like all the terem, you have to go through four cases. What's the luck in the gate? The case of a poritz, someone who's oisik benoshim, a case of a goy, a case of the gaspo. So three of them are very simple. Come on this form, they tie the poritz, oisik benoshim, and the goy, the meisis mutter. Pesach pesuach. The gaspo will have to get to, that's be mavucha among the page how to apply it. Once we have this heter pesach pesuach, the chum discuss, let's say the case it's mamishlacht, and the deck's not to open. Just like I said, I can put a sign on. Could I give a mafteach, a key to the neighbors, and say, come in whenever you want? Is that nichel, an idea of being unlocked, coming inside, giving you the keys to the neighbor? So, save it by Allah, it's a question of the chaznish. The chaznish says, the maisit is mutter. And numus malachtim bring down the concept of giving keys to the neighbor. Come on, the doiv mishar, and he points out, let's think about which mahalach you're going with. If you're going with the mahalach with, mitzad, anything that's unlocked but closed the mutter, key should work. Go to the mouth of a kivegan that makes me have to see inside. Once tiny, the mice watch the key work. It's like it's closed, you can't see inside. So you want to tiny, the mice you can start clearing them, did not work on kivegan base mare. You can maybe argue the point, say the mice there is a better mare system over here. It's not just a case where people will walk in. I'm telling you to walk in, and if I can't, tiny, maybe it's better. Most of them, anyway, do not really seem to go like the kivegan. And therefore, the anhogia seem to be we give keys to the neighbors. They do point out, once you give keys to the neighbors, do they really have to walk in or not? That means people who live with my father, they give him the key, and he's a terrific shamer. He walks in the country all the time. After all, they take away the key from my father. But he's the best shamer. He walks in constantly. When someone gives me the key, I walk in once in a while here and there. Sometimes we give a key, we move to the building, here's the key to the neighbor. It's 5 years later, they never walked in one time. Is there any mercies at all? Any chash at all? So they point out, if you go like the chazanish, you start clearing. Circle soif, they can't come. Hey, Mr. Rabbi over here, they never came in. Rabbi never took things out of your pocket. Maybe yes. You go like most firm, the idea is that to be a derech be nichnas. Then after a neighbor giving the key, maybe the first week, 2 weeks, but a couple months later, the floor won't work anymore. And therefore, Belsky or others go this mahalach in one time, the neighbors have to mamash come in. That has to be a case of emirsas. So again, number one, negate the keys, the swarm seem to say yes. But they point out, the thing is, they have to come in every once in a while. They point out, in the case they will never come in for me in the morning, maybe the chadmishim might work, but according to all the other swarm, might as well work for me in the morning. No one's coming to your house for me in the morning, so then a key might as well work. Let's tell the person, come in, tell them straight out. And then it'll work for the first couple of weeks, and afterwards it won't work. They do say give a key to the neighbor, you have to give it to three neighbors, in case they rob him. But if you come on this farm, you're shalkim. The one time the sugi is mirsas, not the sugi of rabim. Therefore, just like we have a pisre tshuva that says, that's a pisre tshuva that says, meaning from the chokmah's out of three people, why three? Because then one will pass by. One, your mirsas betzim is one person. Giving the key to one person, nichol again of mirsas. However, they do point out, if you give a key to an isha to walk inside, so let's say there's a man over here with his sister-in-law, and you tell the neighbor who's a lady, here's the key, come in whenever you want. So she'll come in, and what's left? A man and two ladies. A man, two ladies, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, also. Now you could argue the point, say, Nichon the Gedev Mirsas, and you won't come home to Mefater. The Mishnah says, from saying out the way. V'alocha of Yashu, they come home to Antaino, that since there is no Heter to be Yachin with two Noshim, the Mirsas cannot be a second woman over here. Usually giving the key to a family. If you give it over to a second woman, the Mishnah would not work over here.
Is that applicable in all situations?
Like an Oisik Gim Nashim? Oisik Nashim. So again, Oisik Gim Nashim, Pesach Basuach really works to Oisik Gim Nashim also. But if you give it the key to the person, the person who's being the Shem over has to be a person that will save you from Yichud.
So it has to be a man. Or a relative.
Yeah. The second main question over here is the sugya of Pesach Pesuach and the sugya of Liba Gaspo. That means Be'esim, when you read the Gemara is a case of Baila Be'ir, Mutter. Pesach Pesuach, Mutter. Then leave a gospel. That means a case of in between Baila Be'ir and leave a gospel is Pesach Pesuach. The question now is, when it comes to Machmer and gospel, was going back clearly on the case of Baila Be'ir, would it also apply to the case of Pesach Pesuach? That means you're alone with your sister-in-law, your wife's not around. Is there a Heter Pesach Pesuach? So again, they point out the Ben Yeruchim being down the Yad Ramah, and he says clearly to be Machmer. And therefore the Chalkis Mechoykik and the Beishmol changed a little bit of the Gersa, Chalkis Mechoykik to make a bed over here. So just like we have a Sugya of being Mekanlo by a Saito, a coming to be Machmer, and Kinan is Nichol again a Liba Gaspo, therefore coming to be Machmer, Loshin Chumas Adashin, and therefore there's an Isser of Yichud, even though Pesach Pesuach, if Liba Gaspo. Therefore, Nadavid and Shuvah went this way. The Mignam Kivegi and Ksav Yad and Sophus went this way. Sav the Sefer Pesach Habayis. The Kishon Arach went this way. The Archa Shulchan went this way. The Moshe. And therefore, the Armalakdim, Imekat Shuvah, Vazil Orba, Tam Kvievsky, they'll come up to be Machmer over here. So, numerous times leads to a problem. What's your Eitzer? Let's say again, you have the wife with the brother in law. You're going to Davin. What's your Eitzer? Buy the beer, leave a gospel. Leave the door open, leave a gospel. If you come up with the Machmirim, Maisi, you're going to have a big problem over here. It's not that simple what you go do when you have a very simple case of a brother-in-law and your wife, and you go daven. What you go do? So first, they point out, again, the Taz, he brings down the Machmirim over here, and says, look, the Makoris, there's no Makor for it, there's no Sfar at all to be Machmir. It's not coming from the Seita, no right to Al-Sigil, and he's very stark, there's no Makor, he's very stark, and Maisi, it's more to leave a gospel. Taz on the page. Chokh Mazadim seems to go this way, therefore there's Arsamech and Shuvo, there's Stipler, there's Tzitzliyez over here, and our Paiskul Mumaisa or Mekel. The shell is, what is the Svar of Sotu Mekel, and what's the Chiluk between Liba Gaspo by case of Baila Be'er and Machmer, and by case of Pesach Pesuach to be Mekel? What's the lumps of it to Mechalik? Come along the Chido, and he has two Mahalchim over here. When he says the Soid of Pesach Pesuach is working differently than the Soid of Baila Be'er, Baila Be'er has been said a sugya of Mirsas. Yes, she's afraid. Husband might come. Mirsas? The Bagaspo will override that. Masha'enkin, the sugya of Pesach Pesuach, that's not Yichud. You're not alone. Everyone's around. No one's around. That's not Matzav Yichud. Which those want to know that's good. Machlik, the Kirega, and the Binyan Zion. What's the sugya of Pesach Pesuach? Ain't the Yichud or the sugya of Mirsas? That's one malach to say the Chiluk, says the Chido. The second malach says the Chido. Is that the Yisoid of Baila Be'er, who is the Hachat put upon? The Isha. We know already in the Gemara that women have more of an issue mitzan noshim daitis kalois. That's why two work by men, not two by women. So Baila Be'er will come along to make the Pachat an Isha. Liba Gaspo, she has noshim daitis kalois. Mashem Pesach Pesuach is the Pachat upon him. By him, and Chanami, there's a Pachat over here. There won't be the Gaspo won't override it. It depends where the Gaspo is in. In him or in her. If it's in her, Echonami will be a bayah, because Noshim have a bayah, Noshim Dagis Kalos. That's what's the Lomdus Mechalik. L'maisa, what to go do? We have Avucha Mogonachoidim, Pesach Pesuach, Liba Gaspo. So the first question you have to start clarifying, are we discussing with the Dinder Abonon or Dinder Eso? What is the case of here to know how to paskin? Is it a Dreisa or to be Machmer? Is it a Abonon? Is it what to be Mekel over here? So come along. Again, the Chido, once being a wife, the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Yikimel, the Suga of Palti Ban Laish. Over this, causes of Palti Ban Laish was married to an Isha, quasi married, and therefore, Pialochshi, he was married, but he was being machmer upon himself. And the Gemara brings down, he put a kherv, a knife between the two beds, not to have relationships with her. In fact, Taishvis, very good, no Tashmish. Yichud, Yichud's the Raiso, how do you save yourself from Yichud? And for Tosfos, no why? Pesach Pesuach. Pesach Pesuach. In fact, the Lachoyne, Pesach Pesuach, the Pashas, leave a gospel. They were there for a while. The Alocha of Mamash should have been his wife. And why is there not a Bayah, Pesach Pesuach, leave a gospel? Therefore, Kamlom Nechidah says, before we have a Raya against the Ben Yeruchim Yad Ramah, that Tosfos holds a Pesach Pesuach, but leave a gospel, he can be Michael. So now we have Machlok Yushenu already. No, a knife show is not going to have Tashmish, which is in the bed. They live together all day. Tosfos is asking, what happened at night? He is regular during the day beside her. At night, what to go do? Pesach Pesuach. They point out, really, you have to analyze, is this a good way from Tosfos or not? They say you can answer if you understand the sugya of Yichud over here is a case of a deraiso. Then do you have a right from Baltic Ben Layish? No, Baltic Ben Layish before the cases. I'm sorry, if it's a Yichud Rabbanon, the other way around, they have no right Baltic Ben Layish before the case of Rabbanons. That means it comes out that is Baltic Ben Layish a raya against Yad Ramah? Depends. If Yichud is deraiso, Pesa Pesuach, when the case of Yichud is Liba Gaspo, then you have a raya. But if you come on to your Mekel, if it's Rabbanon, you have no raya. So they point out you have a choice. Either it's deraiso, and Tosfos argues, or it's Rabboni of the right from Tosfos. If so, Lalocha, they point out, let's make a cheshbon over here. If you have a right from Tosfos, you're saying, then what? It's a case of Deraiso. Or Yom Chalit Yishoinim. Or Shalva Deraiso, Shalva Deraiso L'chomro. El, may you tell me, no, it's really a Rabboni. So you have no right from Tosfos. If you have no reason, then argue the Yad Ramon, the Ben Yeruchim. So either you're stuck with Yishoinim being Machmer, or you're stuck with Machlit Yishoinim in the Shalva Deraiso over here. So you're really stuck between a rock and a hard place. That what's your two options over here? How can we pass in the kulo? Therefore, the swam come along and beikin taino, you have a big problem. However, they come along and they make you have to realize the two separate machlokes you mentioned until now. We have machlokes what the get of pesach pesuach is. Is it you sorry the door closed but unlocked? It has to be physically opened. We have a second machlokes what the loch in the gate to gaspo. Is the osher pesach pesuach or not? Says this form when you have a case that is unlocked but gaspo. You have a svek svek l'chumro. Maybe first of all, unlocked is not pesach b'soach. Even if it is pesach b'soach, maybe you have a chumro of the chalat b'chaykig, the beis shmolvir is the v'yichud svek svek l'chumro. Masha'enkein when you have a case of gaspo that the door is physically open, the makom atzarech kamal gavosner and Rav Scheinberg and Rav Belsky and the chodeshani and the shomer says to make it go this way, then it could be makel. Why they say? First of all, it could be that. Now, there is no bayav gaspo. Even on the side, there is a bayav gaspo. Maybe the whole chalitz mechaykin beis shmul is going in a case of dafka the door is physically closed. But in that when it's physically open, even they agree. And what's smart mechalek when it's physically open in the yichud? When it's closed, you have a sugar mirsas. Maybe gaspo will override it. When it's physically open, it could be everyone agrees there's no issue of yichud over here. Therefore, the swam say you have a get a liba gaspo. Have the door physically open, and that's what to do. But Mokum Atzarech be set upon this malach over here.
What defines open?
Oh, get to the next. Now, what defines Pesach B'Suach? What defines open now? Now, first again, it has to be Pesach B'Suach L'Rabim, right? Pesach Tshuva being down with the Chok Mazodim does not mean Shishim Rimui, it means three people over here. That's number one. Number two, the Kamalim Pesach Tshuva being down with the Knesset Gedola and the Behitim. The loch over here has to be when this rabbin not has to be rabbin at that time, meaning that 12 in the afternoon this rabbin, 10 at night this rabbin, but 3 in the morning there's no one passing by. They really point out it really depends where you live. That means it could be during the day if you live on the top floor and no one ever passes by. That's not pesach b'soach the rabbin. You won't have the setter. You can have a case where it depends. I know in Hanof depends what time when during the week. I don't bet his mom until 2 o'clock in the morning is fine. 4 or 5 not the setter. During the week, it might stop at 11. Thursday night stops about 12:30. Friday night spends a winter, summer. You have to know, Pesach B'Suach, the rabbin has to be a zman, that there is a rabbin there. There's no rabbin, then you'll have a problem. They point out, either mice, the door's open, it's a mokum that's for the rabbin. The Gemara says, in the forest, the derech is a massive open area. There's no heter, no one's around. I mean, the fact that there's a massive open area is not a heter, unless you have rabbin. That's in the Gemara. That's where Pesach B'Suach is coming from. In which case? If you leave the door physically open, you have to have a mirsum rabbin. If there is no rabbin, you have to have an amos rabbin. No one's around. There's no one around. Now, once we have the idea of being open, you have to realize, let's say you're inside the ish for isha, one man, one lady. Where exactly in the house are you, passing the soul towards the rabbin over here? That means you can be standing right in front of the door, the rabbin can see you. One option. You can be on the side of the door, you're in the salon, you're in the kitchen, that you person who will go a couple of feet, you could look this way, look that way. But you're not in front of the door. From the rabbin you cannot see, but a person walks in, you can't see. There's a third option. The bedroom's in the back. People in the chutz laretz or people in villas over here, they have 2 floors, 3 floors, 4 floors. So you leave the door open downstairs, and you're 2 floors up in the back bedroom over there, so you had to pass a pesach. So we really have three questions over here. Does that be dafka in front of the door, people can see you? A second, around the door, people walk in can see you? Or a place all the way in the back over here? So first, come over to Ezim HaKodesh, and he points out, read the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber's words are, bayis shepischa psuach l'rapim. The bayis, the house. The simple reading over here is the house is open to the rabbim and matches the whole entire house. Don't say cheder, it's a bias. I'm sure the Kluge wants to disagree, but my sense sounds that way. The Kabbalah, they point out, really should analyze up his source by the different sheets we discussed until now. Since Va'alocha, Abiyash, but others. You have to understand, if you go with the Mahalach based upon society and something is unlocked over here, depends if they come in or not, so then it really depends. If it's in the front of the door, Avadet Smotar. If it's on the side, kitchen, the salon, current, the people who walk into over there could also walk into two sides over here. But in that society, they'll never go. If someone walks in your bedroom, you have a tiny, what are you doing in my bedroom over here? Go on the second floor and they have a tiny, what are you doing in the second floor? Echnami, you will not have the head of Pesach B'soach. And that's the lumpness over here that depends what society does. They really point out, depends who the person over here is. For example, if your mother is downstairs, and there's a cleaning lady in the house, and you're upstairs in your bedroom. You're in the bedroom upstairs in the back. Now the cleaning lady comes to do your room to vacuum or clean whatever. So it's one and one. And this is Yichud over here. Your mother, all the rooms are open, even closed, but unlocked. If your mother walks into your room, you'll have a time to what are you doing in my room? Kids might do that sometime. You have no time. You know it's for you. Right? Mothers have a right to walk into anyone's room, no matter what the kids say. No matter what says in the door, mommy don't come in. Whatever you want to do. Mommy never is supposed to come in. So therefore, even though it's in the back room, 2 floors up, everyone's supposed to come in, there'll be mutter. Mommy's not around, some guy walks into the house, goes 2 floors up, it won't have a heter. That means you go to the mahalach over here, of society, it won't have the heter. Mash enkin, go mahalach of the chazanish, emes rabim. I actually have one person in my building, who actually did come into my bedroom. He's a special person, he's unique. And whenever he's around, he saves me numerous times to Yichud if I can. Because of him, sometimes we lahafis lock the door. 25 years old. Fine. That's his personality. He's around half the time. But now again, that's just showing that Echnami, any Amos Rabbin, will call the Chandish the Maestri Motor. The Golden Mahalach and Kirek in the base mayor, it sounds like your mom should have to see. Or maybe a drop inside, here or there. But the fact that the door's open over here, and two rooms over, and the living room is someone sitting there, Yesh Lodafon works over here. So they point out again, if you want to go how most forms seem to go, again, those want to go to the Chazanish. The Chor, the get over here should be, if it's unlocked, the door's physically closed, then it should depend upon what society does. If they ever come out, there'll be heter in the places, in the around the opening of the door, those irregular dining room, kitchen, living room, salon, whatever words you call it. And the bedroom, Yesh Lodafon, if you have a heter over there, you could come over and say now, but let's say it's physically opened, maybe those are being machmer, based upon society, physically open, the maisi can be makel. And therefore, the issa we ask this question, if the doors are physically open, all the rooms, the bedroom doors are physically open, it's more like an enticement to let people come inside. So if it's closed, you wouldn't do my bedroom, my door is closed. In fact, it's open, shows I'm leaving it open over here. If everything's physically open, it can't be mutter. Because the whole idea of society means when things are closed, why are you coming in? I can monitor what you're doing in this bedroom over here. The things are physically open, but actually it's all one area over here, and therefore there is no yichud over here. That's how I show you the Mesev Ibn Chazish, is what you're talking about. So if you're closed, no one's going to come here. But there's a svara, a striker svara, is saying, again, there's a massive chilik, those are being marked when the door is closed. Why? That's what's happening to Mir Sas in society. Door is physically open, ain't the yichud. I see being moved from go this way, there are two levels over here. One's closed, depends upon society. One's open, ain't the yichud. They do point out, when it was sitting upon this heter, just like you mentioned about other cases of Baila Be'er, you have to tell the other person over here, I'll Baila Be'er, if not, he has to give one of the chas in the 8th slam. Come on, Shlomo Zalman. Again, that's Gomel Sefer Dvar Halacha. He says the same sugyan again to Pesach Pesach. Person walks in, the door was locked, she goes over and unlocks the door inside the sugyan of Yichud. It's not told to the person, here Kavon of Chaz in the Eitla, she's over the sugyan of Lifna Iva, places the Gdush Nafam and Beis, and therefore you save yourself the Chaymer Isser, but not the Issachal, and therefore by Pesach Pesach, the Mahal that you're going with, you have to go tell the other person, that's the sugyan of you had to over here. Now, once you have this Heter Pesach B'Suach, They discussed how far do you take it. What about windows? Is that also nichel in the heter of Pesach Pesuach? So already there's a Noit Yehuda and Shuvah, and they come along and the Tainas, the Maisa window, it has a heter. It's like open to the Rabbim over here. Brought down by the Ezim and Kodesh on the page over here in Siftes, the Masham and Shuvah in this way, and therefore the Svarim, the Moshe, the Halacha, Rav Ozer, they come along and say the Halacha by window works. However, there's a massive difference over here, they point out. We just said right now, in the case of Pesach Pesuach, even though you're not in front of the door, but you're on the sides, Chura works, Chura it's motor. They point out by the window, what's the reason? Because by a door, a person walks in, not near Kaganef. Each malach is going to go into. But here by a window, you can't walk in. And you're not necessarily capable of breaking down windows over here. And there's no way to get in over here. So anything that's on the side of the window, they point out, or in a case where you have a curtain blocking it over here, or in a case where even in front of the window, for them to go see, it's to put a chair and climb up, and to go see through the window, send them a sham, it's not usual to have chairs over there to climb up and see inside. Even though you mamish by the window, but they can't see naturally, that's not nichel neheter of the soda pet of a suach. It's something that you see over here. That's the heter of a chaloi in the window.
Second floor
will not have a heter window, less than that. So, if we do matar v'lech yakov, like he says, then if you do matar v'lech yakov, the windows not face each other, you won't have a heter. That means, unfortunately, and I know if you will have that numerous times, and therefore, for that reason, I show my tris all the time. It's very not comfortable them sneaking into my house. But in a place you won't have that concern of Matayv Olech Yaakov, Echam, you won't have the Heter of Chaloyim. Therefore, they point out, a car, is there a Heter of Yichud of the Lelondas of Pesach Pesuach? They point out a car has windows over here. So if you're going B'mokim Rabin, Agam, the door is locked of your car, and no one's coming in when you're driving 50 miles an hour, but since there are windows over here, therefore they point out if it's not tinted windows, and you're not driving 3 in the morning, and you're not in the dead end with this rabbim around, and that situation is nichel neheter of chaloyin of Pesach Pesuach over here. Now they do discuss, let's be chayshish, the driver will drive off into dead end, the place no one's around. Because as it's from, we're not chayshish, you go away to Matzav Yichud. That means right now the Isha and you are standing in front of a window. Let's be chayshish, you go away from the window. Right now the door is unlocked. Let's be chayshish, you lock the door. The Isha of Yichud is we'll keep the Matzav as right now. The fact that you can change a matzv, the ikwa na choshesh. Again, the Israel Moshe and Shuvah discussing a case of a taxi. They're discussing that you cannot call a taxi, inside that he might drive off to the area, a matzv yichud over here. Instead, and therefore gets involved, it's machlokes over here, in the Beis Shmuel, versus the Ben Yeruchim, and Marshal Hilch Baderech. It's a machlokes chakik to be makel, you always machshash, maybe the person will take off to the derech. So they have a hard time understanding what the kimter of Moshe is. The Vayalach wants to say maybe it's the case over here, it's a goy driver, a goy is worse than the yid. Not that simple. But the pashas is again, the matzah we're looking at right now there's no matzah yichud, and therefore the sight of a car is nichol in the windows, which is nichol now of Pesach Pesuach. Once we see we can extend the idea of Pesach Pesuach to windows, and in any case of mirrors over here, that leads really to the question of cameras, video cameras. Is there a heter inside the longest, the mirrors of Pesach Pesuach, inside the mirrors of Baila Be'ir? Is that going to be a concept that it has a heter, person afraid. Now they point out there are two different ways of having cameras. The cameras that while it's they're in the room, someone else watching it b'shas ma'aseh mamish. That means you have, let's say, good security, a lot of stores over here, different floors, but they have people watching the cameras right now. They want to chop the guys who are stealing it, pickpockets right now. They want to chop them later, can't find them later. The cameras people are watching right now. Then the cameras that are being saved for security also, but they get it later on, a couple later on. So the question really is, first, which cameras are discussing? So first they start off, the Chodshani himself starts off, you're seeing it right now, it's mamish, this is the Seder of Pesach Pesuach, this is a Seder of Mirsas. To get it later on, he says, we'll get to the sugyo, that a Ketana Ketinoikis is a Shemeres. Why is she Shemeres? She'll say later on. Right now, she sees something going on strange, she'll say later on. Not that she herself, you're embarrassed in front of her, you're not embarrassed in front of her. She can tell other people. So the Chodesh Shani starts off by Svara, either one, the Maisha should be Motor. Whether it's Mirsas right now, or Mirsas later on. After Chodesh Shani's Marach, why it should be Motor, he ends up saying, however, the numerous Mechshelim in Klal Yisrael, even though there is a practicality of Mirsas. And the Maisha, he asks, and he has a Kolkara assigned with him, and Rav Vosner and Chaim Knievsky, they come along and answer, even though he started saying, I'll be the chesmen of the sugya should be mutter. The mekor to answer, practicality. People are being mikshul even though there are cameras. The Maisa of Tzad HaSheni, I'm not sure. I set you up to ask that question. That's what I'm pointing out. There's a slight issue here. Of Tzad HaSheni, you ask the question, you ask it both of them. You ask it both types of cameras. Even live. He says, that's what he says. Of Tzad HaSheni, you ask the question to Rapelsky, and to Yichud from Lubyashiv, and Rafelder, and Ravozner, and Monsi, he come on the Taino, Yishle Chalik, between what cameras you have. If it's live mamish, people have a built-in mirasas, Maisa, this is Chaloin. How can Chaloin be different looking through this, or looking through this that sees that? That if anyone's mat Chaloin, it's mamish the same exact structure. How can you differentiate the two? They do say you have to have four tnoim over here. Number one has to be a case where the cameras never shut off the Zman Yichud. I mean, a lot of cameras now work by when you're sensitive, when you pass by. But it cannot be turned over as Zman Yichud. Number two has to get the whole entire shetach. I mean, you only have one area. You're missing certain areas in the room over here. Number three has to be the person knows that camera is there. Otherwise, you're defeating the person. Is no mirsas. And number four, the person who knows that camera is there, he cannot have a shlita over the cameras. He has the cameras. He runs the store. He'll delete the cameras. Can't work that way. One of the time, the mishas, at work. Shlosh b'shash ma'is, they want to be machmer. But otherwise, it's mamish kaloyin. It's not a shlishi. I saw a certain swarm who wants to eat both cameras of mice work. So I call Saif. Tinoikis. It seems to me, especially in America, people are very stuck without options what to go do in certain situations, especially if cleaning ladies and sugars of yichud over here. When you learn the sugar of issa v'heter, I told people to put in cameras without not as simple leaving cleaning ladies or maids behind in your kitchen over here. So I told one person, go do it. No problem. She listens. He pulls in the camera. He's sitting in his office. He's watching it live. He watches her take out a frying pan, make food for herself, wash it, put it all away. He comes and wants her. I didn't do it. Not true. I saw it. I didn't do it. She accumulated in the guy's house for 10 years. After I told him, put in cameras. And he said, I watched you cook. Bishop Lockton came on shape right now. But so this is a person who is semichan for everything, you know. And numerous people have told them to put in cameras, and somehow things seem to change, or they caught things, or whatever. And that's the get to food. Yichud is more the rice, the taiva, the Indian from carrot. Put the cameras, so people know where they are. Meister Felder, he comes and says, like a biyashiv, if it's live, the meister yishim lismoich. That seems to be on hugger in numerous places in business or in society in America. That's the only option you have. There's only semichan this mahalach over here. And again, the swarish boy, machbim are not coming inside the sorrow. They come inside, be practical. If you know practically, usually it works. Again, it's mamish chaloyim pesim esoach. How far to take it? Rav Zilberstein, chashukei chemet. He always has these interesting questions. We learn this sugya over here, and discusses. Can a person have basically a scarecrow in a place, and that be nichlas sugya of mirsas, and have a sugya of matik yichud? People think, basically the question is, can you put up cameras, tell a person is running live, and the camera is going nowhere? Scarecrow. That means, without the recording, anyone goes to the mirror, you'll see there's like 15 cameras on top over there. Right? It's nothing. Ask anybody. It's nothing. Not ask anybody. They'll tell you those. They'll tell you everything. But I'm telling you it's nothing. But why mirsas? It's so a question we discussed already one time. Is there a sugya of mirsas when there is no mirsas? I mean, there is a mirsas, but no real mirsas. But there is a real mirsas. There's no, the mitzias of mirsas is not happening over here. So Zilberstein gets involved. He said the idea of a scarecrow works by the sugya as Gemara. He has actually a Yishalmi himself of Zara. He said it works for the case of a goy. They get to the sugya of Stam Yayin. Then the guy would not touch Yain with a scarecrow over there. So maybe it says works by Yichud. Maybe Yishu Khalik. Yichud is Sugiv Arayas over here. Which we again mentioned last time. Is it an Eitzah to tell a babysitter, I gave the key to the neighbor to come in, I'll give you the key to the neighbor? Is it an Eitzah, or not tell your wife, tell your wife, you buy a beer, and then you go to the neighbor, I'm not telling her. Is that Nichol Sugiv of, she thinks buy a beer. Everyone thinks buy a beer. Again, among the swarm, it's not clear. It'll be a great Eitzah if it's true. The only one I see discussed, Kain says, Eliyashu says, Loi Plok to Machmer. Otherwise, Afi Svarshvay, it should work. Again, there's double sheets at Sarachil. Liash sounds like to be machmer. But again, if you had this Eitzah, you can make up stories, the newest cases you can make up and say the Sugya of Yichud over here. Yesh Lagi. Sif Yod. We have the Loch of Yichud, 101 is Issur D'Oraisa. 1 and 2, by 2 Noshim, the Mishnah says, Osir as Noshim Daitis Kalis. However, Kamuk Sif Yod and says, we'll have numerous cases of 2 Noshim, that'll be Mutter. The first group of Noshim, that 2 Noshim are Mutter, the Gemara Dapei Alpha, Amazing Dushin, says Ravo, that someone can be Misyachid with either number 1, 2 Yavamis, number 2, 2 Tsaris, number 3, Isha V'chamoisai, number 4, the Gersa, Isha Obas Chamoisai, and number 4, Isha Obas Bailo. What's the reason? The Mechaber, Betsy Rashi says over, based upon the Sugi Yavamis, because they have a very strong dislike one for another. Kulum Seinus Zu Azu. They all have a strong dislike, therefore, even though they spend time together, there's something innate for them to watch one over another. Now let's go through each one and apply, understand what's how to apply them practically. The first case is 2 Yavamis. The obvious question is, today, we're not going to have 2 Yavamises. Meaning, what's the case over here? You have 2 brothers who married to some Noshim, 2 Beisach girls. If one husband, one brother passes away, the other one falls down to do the mitzvah Yibam, the second Isha. So it'll end up being they'll be married one to another, be 2 tzarises. And therefore, since one will fall to the other one, it's b'mok yibam, there's a strong dislike built in one to another. B'zman azeh, the Ashkenaz only do chalitza, so they don't do yibam. So there'll never be a case of a yivam over here. Is there a heter of 2 yivamis b'zman azeh?
Before they die,
is there a heter? It's coming to the Beis Moshe already, 400 years ago. Beis Moshe says, once yichud, once Yib was not done, only Chalitza, the Bnei Ashkenaz do not have a heter. Don't have a heter. There's a Sefer, Alech Ba'Misech, and quotes it, he passes it this way. Ma'is the Chemdash Shloimo, in Shuvah, the Kamon that says, however, read the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is not Makiya upon it. There's a Taz, Chalitz M'Chaykin, Be'i Shloimo. They left the Ma'isa as is, the Pash Zaloch, we keep it even as Manazeh, and what time, what's this for? There's an innate dislike one for another. It's not because Tam is the end of getting married. This is 8 put into the Bria this way. The Sina Atzmit over here. That's number 1. That's one right he has. The second right he wants a Taino. Let's say you have kids and grandkids already. Is it Mechalk and Shulchan Aruch and Gemara? You have kids, no kids over here? I got the Arshur from Wanu. So the fact that not Mechalk and will never lead to a case of Yibum, the Metzisa are 2 people who will or can be Yavamis is Minatoyo or Nichol to get up disliking one for another. And therefore, they point out whether it's a be'ikra dislike, or you could say maybe for a second mahalach when the 2 noshim, because the tshuva said at the beginning of the simit, it's only dinirabonim. A dinirabonim will leave it as is this halacha, and therefore we make on the case of 2 noshim and the 2 yivamises over here. That's really the anhoga by 2 yivamises on the svarim bismanenu, the maisa are makel. We'll get to what that means. We'll get to that. There's a second case over here, 2 tzarises. Myself, the Ashkenaz, we don't have 2 wives, so that case is not Negeo. So even though the big thing is not Negeo, but it's not a steel aloha. Next case is Isha Uchamaisai, a woman and her mother in law. There's a reason why there are jokes about mother in laws. Gemara says, try to burn down her daughter in law. But myself, there's a dislike one for another. However, to be clear, the Netanyahu Real says the dislike only starts after marriage, not after Erisin. That means once you're engaged, I mean, after Erisin of real Erisin starts from. Well, if you engage your first couple months, you're supposed to not have the dislike yet. You have no het of yichud. That means numerous times when you engage, you'll want to go somewhere with your kala, and the mother will come along, you won't gain out of that. We just have the sugya of the only question you get involved with mother and daughter, and that most places means not go like a maisha. But we just have the sugya of mother only is after you get married, then you have a supposed to maybe have the innate dislike over here. Now, the next case is Isha Bas Chamoisa. That's the case of sister-in-law. But actually, you have to realize there are 3 sister-in-laws, at least I thought until yesterday, and we'll get to 2 others. There are 3 standard sister-in-laws. There's her, let's take her, there's Isha and Rivka. Rivka has her brother's wife. There's another sister-in-law that's her mother-in-law's daughter. And there's another one that's her mother-in-law's son's wife. That's the 3 standard sister-in-laws you can have. are all three mutter, or some are mutter, some are asr. They point out that all three are mutter for different reasons. Her brother's wife is bas chamayso. Her mother's daughter, or her mother's son's wife, is the case. I'm sorry. The case of her brother's wife is bas chamayso. The case of her mother's daughter is also bas chamayso, and the mother's son's wife is mitzad two yavamises. That means the three standard sister-in-laws are all mutter. It's not two different sugyas over here. I can ask me, when people especially go to Eretz Yisrael, and you're only stuck with the sister-in-laws over here, and they go all places all together, and they go shopping, and they shop together, and everything's that way. They have a strong dislike. In some level, a certain area, they're watching out, they're caring, and have a dislike. A gam they're spending time together. I mean, the same way with the mother-in-law, because they have a great relationship, and still there's something there that Chazal say that's somewhere, there's a sin of one to another. Now, that's the three standard sister-in-laws. Maisa learned Yichud again and again. You learn things, new things every time. What happens if it's Bas Chamoiso and the mother-in-law passed away before you never met the mother-in-law? You never met the mother-in-law. It's a sister-in-law, Bas Chamoiso, you never met her. So Moshe, Messiah's Moshe, they asked him this question. He said, the whole story of Bas Chamoiso is because there's a friction between the mother-in-law and the daughter. Therefore, the daughter goes with her mother. So the bas chamoisa is mitzad chamoisa. If there is no chamoisa, that means even the mother, if there was chamoisa, she passed away years later, but then I mean, there was the Israeli had a dislike. But when it never was a chamoisa, it's not bas chamoisa, when they got married to the moisha, it's not nichel neheter yichud. You have a sister-in-law, that's not nichel neheter, because all you said is the daughter is feeling for her mother, that's their close relationship, and the mother has an issue with her daughter-in-law. Chiddush. Steams of Pashim would not see this. This is small beer. The Moshe wants to answer. A bas chamoiso, when he got married after the mother-in-law passed away. A second case, what about bas chamil? Let's say the father-in-law remarried, and now there's a daughter over here that's not bas chamoiso, the bas of the father-in-law. It's a sister-in-law, only from the father, not from the mother. There's a Moshe. Moshe says, no one says it's mutter. That means until yesterday, I thought all sister-in-laws were Maisa Mutter. Learning again, we see two cases. One I think everyone will agree to, Bas Chamia, we have no Makar to matter it. Not that common of a case. And Bas Chamoisa, that after the Chamoisa passed away, before the marriage, also no matter. Kiddush. The fifth case of the Gemara is the case of Isha Bas Bailo, which really means the case of his stepdaughter. Now, the halacha of a stepdaughter comes with the halacha and says also chiddush over here. What's a taina? It really depends. Situation where the mother did not die, she got divorced. Since the mother is still here, and now there's a stepdaughter, her mother, echnami v'yashem mitzad sugya v'yichud over here. Isha bas baila, the mother of the stepdaughter, she will be a shemeres, will not be a shemeres when it's mitzad divorce. The whole reason why is a heter, because her mother took over. The stepmother took over her mother. The mother's here right now. The halacha says that the Shulchan Aruch case is dafka, but the case of Mesa, not the case of Gersha. So the Moshe, he quotes the halacha, he asks him about the halacha. So the halacha is a pillow. Stephen Shulchan Aruch is not the way. And either way, the stepmother took over. Whether it's divorce or death, she looks at her father marrying someone, but mocking her mother. In place of a mother, she has a special dislike for her stepmother. So then, therefore, Moshe says, Pasha should ask in all cases. Now, once we have these five noshim over here, that we matter when you have two, in the situation of, again, of this issue with somebody else, with two noshim, what situation come to be mekelin? Again, we always have four cases. We have a case of Nochri, a case of Porat, a case of Oisigbo, and a case of Gaspol. Come to the Sforum, speaks out the Beis Shmuel, clearly, by Oisig ben Noshim, Mais is Mutter, and so the Sforum, all cases that way. Across the board is Mutter, whether it's Gaspol, whether it's Porat, whether the case of Nochri. So again, we have one group of noshim, the Mais is Mutter, when it's two noshim. Again, two noshim Mishnah asks, unless the group of five noshim besides Ezer. Next, Gemara's Mamshuk right afterwards. Rava says, "Let's say Miyachir with the case of a Tinoikis, that is number one Yudeir Tambio, and number two V'Ein Maseres Atzmulabio. Also, she can be a case of a Shemeres. Now, when it says Yudeir Tambio, first as far as discuss, there can be teenage girls don't know Yudeir Tambio. You hear stories some of the people may Hashem will close off the Lel Chas they don't know Yudeir Tambio. So, what do you mean Yudeir Tambio?" So the way how the Divrei Seifim were which have klasa, the Kamal explain their tambiya, meaning not they have anything in the get to be, they're clueless, but when they see something, it's strange and weird, what's going on over here, and they start talking about it, it's bizarre and good over here, something looks wrong, that's what means they're tambiya. They know that this is not the normal thing to happen. This is something special that maybe husband and wife, it's nothing to do with standard society, that's what means they're tambiya. Now, the question over here is, what age are we discussing? Shulchanarach does not give you an age. What age is this Isha, this Ketana, Tinoikis, Yideh Tambiyah, but not give yourself over for Biyah? So come look at the Tverei Sol and Mishnayis. They said over the get over here is that a person's Yideh Tambiyah, which will embarrass to stand a rumor from the person. She's embarrassed to be undressed. Numerous form being down that Lashem Tverei Sisrael, they point out, number one, he still didn't give an age. And number two, Numis Rama say it really depends. Numis people, young children are embarrassed to stand Orem, not because of the Orem, said Chinuch Shabai. My kids, they know that if Tati's around, they're a Rumo or Orem, they'll get a patch. Light, small, and they'll never do it that way. I'm not around, but walk around that way. So the fact that we have Chinuch a certain Mahalach over here does not mean they know that by being Orem. They just know Tati's here, be careful. But it's a built in thing. So I know my 4 year old. I actually saw last week, she's a 4-year-old girl. No, she's always dressed, I never saw otherwise. But I went to give my 2-year-old another child a bath, she's also there, Aram, going to the bath. Bath, Yom Rabbi Aram. So right away I saw, she didn't have the idea of being Aram over here. Because the fact that she was Aram, because that's a place you have a schutz to be Aram. She understands being undressed in front of a person. So it's very hard to know what the age is and how to apply it once we have mechanic kids over here, to be not to be Aram, or a Rumo Betzim. So what is the age? And that's when we have to discuss 2 points to get to age. When is the age that starts, Yideh Tambiyah? When the age that does not work, Moisa Atzmo Labiyah? When does it start, when does it end? So, just to go through the numbers, first, when does it start from? This mentions 6 shitas, when it starts from. The Machna in the Sugya says it starts from the age 3 already. Age 3. The Numishvam say, or Scheinberg, or Strömach says it starts from the age 5. But Vaza says it starts from the age 5 or 6. Kodeshani says it starts from the age 6 or 7. But Moshe says it starts from the age of 7. Pesach Lamai says it starts from the age 7 or 8. So the Sforim say it starts, you can look at the list over here, between the age of 3 to 7, 8. That's when it starts from. When does it end? Also give a list of Makaris. The Pesach Tshuva brings down the Schol Avram from Bach. It ends by the age of 9. And therefore there are numerous Malachim go this way. Whether it's Shimer, or Biashiv, Vahalocha, Vodz, or Shdomach, and others. Kodeshani says it goes till 10. Dar Sameach Chadnish says even past the age of 10. Tarsi Yichud says the age of 11. Padmeir says the Shuvah even to the age of 12 over here. Ezim Kodesh on the page seems to say it goes to the age of 12 over here. So it comes out, when does it start? Between 3 to 7. When does it end? From 9 to 12. So how do you apply that practically? So again, so the age from 7 to 9, everything agrees works. 7 to 9 is not a problem. Let's make it simple, 7 to 9. The question before 7 and after 9. They point out, you have to realize, before 7, what are we dealing with? Of Shaila of Deraisa. It's one Ish and one Isha, and she is Shemaris over here. If she's less than 7, 4, 5, 6, Shaila of Deraisa. When it's above 9, what are you dealing with? A Shaila of Derabbanan, now it's 2 Noshim over here. You're dealing with a different Sigi over here, 2 Noshim. So, who is lighter to be Mekel above 9 than to be Mekel below 7 over here? The Maisa, it seems to me, the Olam points out that the age should be Mekel clearly 7, 9, maybe 10 also. Then they say, but you have to realize the reason why there are no ages over here, it really depends how smart, how much the kid takes in, and how much they'll tell over what they'll say. I had numerous children over the years. Sometimes I had kids who were younger, I thought were better of a shayim mitzad yichud than older kids. Because they have different personalities, they see things differently, and they'll say over things differently. They could be mamash younger, be a better shemeres. So again, if you have a 7 till 9, 10, that's beseder. But less than that, a 6-year-old, I guess people, if she will say things over. And I actually had this question 2 days ago, someone called me and I said, the guy said, 100%, she said over everything, can't stop from saying things over. Fine. And she'll say, things are strange, weird. Right? Sometimes the parents don't like it because you said, oh, they've got all these things. Fine, say it. And then certain kids, they'll just sit there quiet and do nothing. They won't be good shemeres. But again, from 7 to 9, yeah. Above that, 7, 9, 10. Above that, Gilling drop ball is what to be semif on. Less than that, you really should judge the child how smart they are. Again, the Machna says from age 3. You have to ask smart how they take things in. That's a Geta a Tinoikis. The Geta a Tinik is a boy or a shomer. It says that Ezim a Kurdish on the page, it says a Tinoikis. Where do you see the case of a Tinik? Yedel Sarachian, what's time? We don't see anywhere a case of a Tinik. Must they point out, before Shiramah, that's brought down by us to Numus Afrenu over here, signed the Hilfus of Velus or the Hilfus Nido, again the case of Chosin Mikala. The case over there is the Chosin is with a Tinik. And according to Rashba, means a Chosin is enough for the Tinik. According to Rosh, Chosin is enough for the Tinik. And therefore they point out that the Poshim say a boy is also Nichol together of a Shomer. The Shomeres in the case of a Shomer. That's how they come out all this from, go this way, building upon the Ramah. If so, you have the same question. What age does it start from? And what age does it end? So again, just go through the numbers over here. To get to what age does it start from, we have the Chadnis, Sam Seif and Shuvah that says it starts from age 5. Tarsichot says 5-6, Chadnis says 8-6, Ramosh says 8-7, Sidur Tairo, Nukhus Yichot says 7-8, the Kresi, the Makna, and the Kamal to the age is 9 over here. And the age 9, the Chof Mazadim, the Chof Zchaim seem to go this way, the age is 9. So where does it start from 5 to 9? 5 to 9. Now let's make a big problem over here with the very simple eights over here. Where does it end? Come on, let's see. Tyre on the Chokhmah Sodom says it ends at the age of 9. Rabbi Yashu says, what? When does it end then? We're not Nichol Gedev of being a shamer. It won't be Nichol Gedev of a cotton. Oh, right, we'll get to that. That's eight. We'll get to that. It's very good. But it ends by al shamer shemoy, al cotton. It won't be, they say it starts at 9. It will get Sifid Aleph. Halach is that he's a man now. Rabbi of Osner, Valacha of Shtrumach, they go to the age of 9. Chodeshani goes to the age of 10. Rav Shtrumach says, Meshachachach, you go by the getter of 12. And the Moshe says, you go until the age of 13 over here. So first they point out that here we have a big problem. It starts from 5 to 9, ends from 9 to 13. There is no Zman that everyone agrees to. It can either end at 9 or start at 9. The way they point out, who's the one who says it ends at 9? Chokhmah Zadim. Kuv Tezvav. Who says it starts at 9? Chokhmah Zadim. So the one said it starts and ends in the same person. Word for word that way, same words. So not clear what to do with the Chokhmah Zadim. The Maaseh they point out again, let's analyze what we're dealing with. Over here we have a very simple Eitzah. If we're talking about the Zman of beforehand, before the Zman, dealing with the Reis again. Before the age of 9, the Shalom of the Reis over here. But after the age of 9, they point out, usually Mimana Shach Yimotur, with Nafkaminas. Usually after 9, you have a heter of 2 koshes over here. If either he's working mitzad the getter of a shomer, or he's nechal the getter of a kosher. What would the nafkamina be? The nafkamina might be a case at night. But a case of nafkamina for mimachma, echa parutz, echa kosher. A shomer will protect a parutz over here. But when he's above 9, he's working mitzad kosher. More numis paiskim of machma for the pesach etshuva that brings down numis achrayim. Since he machma er echa parutz one kosher, that's me mass nafkamina. Above 9, who says you'll have the heter if working inside the ghetto of being a kosher and not working inside the ghetto of a shame over here? So again, so it comes out practically among the Sfarim, they seem to say the ages are usually, they seem to give, usually equate them. Anything above 7 usually will make it. Girls, you have to know 11, 12, depends, you might have an other issue over here, but anything above that, 7, again, by girls, 7 to 9, certainly. Boys, 9 above, come on, always. And less than that, they really say, really depends how smart they are, how they talk. And you surely ask the person, no real cloud. Again, the best way, there's no cloud. There's no cloud. All the numbers are, even they bring down numbers, and that's saying clear numbers. 5 or 6, so it depends on smart. Now, once we have this Eitzo of the Shemer Shemeres, was a word for it. Kamalus Farm, Helso, Sai Ishbinoshim, Sai Liba Gaspo, Sai the case of Horitz, Sai the case of Anochri. There's a Chiddush, just to bring down, the Maram Ziskin, what's the time of the idea of Shemer Shemeres only works for other people, not for your own children. They cannot be your own Shemer Shemeres. Maish all this from Kodim disagree, Tva'alocha, and Siliyaz and Tzal B'chokma, no, it works aside for your own children, whether it's your children being watching you or anybody else. So it comes out, just to be clear, by two Noshim and Maisel, we have an Isav Yichud, except group number one, by a fire Noshim who dislike each other. Group number two, a Shemer Shemeres. Group number three, we already mentioned, when it's your mother, your daughter, your sister, not like the Pesach Teshuva according to the Schol Avraham. Group number four, when it's the mother and daughter, that the Moshe wants to be Mekel, most poskim want to ask that case. And Moshe even agreed by the case of his ta'aser. That's group number four. Group number five, last case over here, is when you have two nashim together, but one of them is baila be'ir. Again, the halacha is two nashim ma'aser. We just had four groups of the matter. A common case is that two nashim, one of them is baila be'ir. Without matter, the other ish over here. So again, you have to go back to halacha sifhei, but the case over there, when the mechaber brings down that one isha with numerous men, ma'aser is aser. Says the mechaber, unless you have a second isha, that what isha shall echad mehem shom. The second isha is near, will matter the group. Come on, the Shmuel over there wants the medayik, the two noshim, and Sarai, they need three and three. That's why he wants the medayik. But they point out also, he says, one of the women are there. Why say there? Say, one of the women has baila be'ir. Says the Arsamech, the medayik in the mechaber, baila be'ir will help for one isha, the isha itself, baila be'ir, will not help the other isha. It's medayik that went in Shulchan Aruch. Why say isha echem mehem shom? However, it goes up further and says, no, isha l'chalek. Maybe in the case when these men are Levi Gaspar. And if he wants a case, even Levi Gaspar, still Levi Hetter, one of them is there. We spoke out, Levi Gaspar won't help by Levi'er, will help there in the meaning ear, it would help up here. And I look among the Svarim, and I say, especially go to the Svar of Rashi. The Rashi side is why two Noshim are also, come with Fatah and Aptashmish, both of them, one of them is by Levi'er, they knocked Aptashmish with her. Therefore, the Yashiv says, the Maisa Smutter, one of them is by Levi'er. He says, but tonight the other Isha knows you're by Levi'er. She has to know. That could be another way to say the Kimdan Sefei, where the other Noshim do not know. So it comes out this form, they tie in the loch is that an other group of Noshim, what to be two Noshim, when one of them is Baal Be'er, will match all the other Noshim over here. So again, so we have five Kimtas. I mean, somebody asks, what's the loch of two Noshim and one man? Mishnah asks with four exceptions of the loch, and one where Moshe is Chiddush of that mother and that daughter.
That's
how the person can go with Baker.
Yeah,
we're not like to it, but that's the question we can go. But this mitzvah yeshiva, first, it'll be closed next week or not. I'm not sure. Sounds like it might be closed next week. I mean, just like an ear, the yeshiva was physically closed, but the yeshiva was open. That means all the chaburas gave it shirim through Zoom. That means, better shem, if the yeshiva will be physically closed, like it's unlocked but closed, the yeshiva will be physically closed, but we'll be open the yeshiva, and the chabur will be going through Zoom. The yeshiva has a system. Zoom over here, the yeshiva does not let me do through video, only audio, but maybe you'll know why that's so. So we'll just have it from the Sugya of Yichud. So but might as well do it through audio over here, and if you don't have the numbers, I'll send out the number. We have the yeshiva sets up the system. That's mitzad the chabura. Mitzad also tomorrow is Erev Hashanah, so the end of Seder, last half hour, I'll speak a little bit about the cover of Hashanah over here. And if you have any questions next week, my email is Yisrael Stillman or Stillman, either one. Email me any questions, be glad to answer, or if you want, ask me for my phone number. I'll whatever you need, anything can be helped. My schos. Everyone should have a simple time.